So now we have two vaccines that are really quite effective. The mRNA vaccine, highly effective,
extraordinarily efficacious, 94 to 95% for mild to moderate disease, and virtually 100% efficacious.
Because the real world effectiveness is even more impressive than the results of the clinical trial.
Hello, it's the Fakeologist speaking. It's September. What? No, wait. It's Thursday, October 14th, 2021. Hello. I'm a little late today. I'm just setting up the show. I'm going to send out emails to whoever wants them. This is Fakeologist episode 398, FAK 398. Find past episodes at fake11.com/audio. We are on all your favorite podcast apps, Apple, Android, Nokia, anywhere you can download a podcast, we are there. We're free. There's no charge for them. They're easy to access. We have two feeds. We have FAK, which is the Fakeologist show starring me, the Fakeologist. And we also have FAC, which is the Fakeologist audio chat. And we are up to episode 9. What are we up to? Episode 967. Currently, we're recording episode 968, and that is turning into an epic episode. As far as I can tell, let me look here. Just hear my own voice for a second. I'm just looking here. If you go to fake11.com/discord, that is how you get into the Discord channel. It's open to anyone who wants to get in there. Looks like we had a couple new people come in. King's Guard came in. Sono Fab Bob joined. Honey's Love joined. And what you do is once you join, you just click at moderators. And let me just send a message. You type at moderators, and that should get one of us moderators, a few of us, not too many actually. We got Velocet Exoteric, Alto Benoit, Original Simulant, Sky Larkin, and just make sure you have a mic hooked up. Come into the verify room and talk to us, and we will verify you, and that will give you access to the whole server. It's a world unto itself. And today we start, there was an audio chat that started. Anyone can start an audio chat. What happens is people go into the live stream and then they usually find someone else to go in. They start talking. And because of the way human personality behavior works, other people will join in. They'll listen in first. By the way, if you don't want to join in, if you want to listen surreptitiously, go to fake11.com/radio2 or fake11.com/stream2, and you could just listen through your MP or just through your favorite radio station player, like Podcast Addict for Android and whatever your favorite streamer player is for the Apple. Don't ask me what it is. Maybe iTunes or whatever they're using now works. I don't have an Apple. So you can just listen in. But today we had so many people join in, including the famous Sarah from Florida. She's been there since 6 in the morning, I think. So I think she's been up since the day before. So now it's the next day, and she's still up and holding court with, I'm just looking in the audio stream right now. She's got Dr. Fustercluck, who's sitting on a mountaintop in Colorado, Linda Curtis in Ohio, Purple Play in the San Fran area, Sarah from Florida, Tom from Cambridge, England, Velocet from Sydney, Vidair is from Los Angeles. All these people are talking. It's actually fascinating. Truly fascinating. And what will happen, the reason why, well, Velocet is running a separate audio streamer slash leveler, and he has some pretty good software string together, and it's leveling the audio. So we have some people that come in on different devices, or what are those things you stick in your ear, those iPod thingies you stick in your ear. They don't have good microphones. Some people have good microphones. Some people have loud microphones. So everyone comes in at a different level. So we have this software we're using, Velocet, set it up so it levels the software. So you should have a great listening experience. So that's what we've been working on. And because we did a good job, everyone is participating today. And then you're going to have a massive audio tomorrow. Tomorrow, you're probably going to have a 12-14. Who knows? Who knows when it's going to end? Who knows? What was I doing? I was just playing a couple videos on FakeO2. Because I was participating today in the chat, I didn't do much posting. So you're going to find a dearth of posts on fakeologist.com/blog. And I didn't even get a chance really to review too much to, I didn't have a chance to review too much. I'm just looking in some of my email right now. And I'm having a problem with FakeO2's email server because Google is blocking emails from my server because it doesn't like it. It's too new. I don't know what the problem is exactly. If you're trying to validate your email on FakeOTube, you won't get an email from Google because it's bouncing my emails back. So I might have to adjust that. It's just one of the many technical things I do behind the scene for you. It's minor, but it's just, this is what a system administrator goes through, just all these little problems. I might have to fix that. Yeah. Lost Spider Fallacy. Big fan, Lost Spider Fallacy's. Yeah, they're still on. So Lost Spider Fallacy is listening to the FakeOTube. How's FakeOTube tonight? Is that working? Let's go check FakeOTube, because now I have some instructions on how to boot that up. Let's see here. Let's go to FakeOTube. FakeOTubes? FakeOt. No, that's not going to do it. FakeOTube. Let's see if FakeOTube's working. That's my video server platform. Looks like there are three people on FakeOTube, so I'm going to say it's on. So that's good. All right. We're going to play this one. We only got three videos today, so I'm going to play a few videos.
Cover your face. It's just two things to cover your face.
Let me start this. Hold
on. It's
just
cover your face.
Oh, I see. Someone.
It's just two things to cover your face. It's just so you can get on an airplane. It's just something you have to wear all the time. It's just one stimulus check. It's just two stimulus checks. It's just three stimulus checks. It's just an eviction moratorium. It's just another $1 trillion of your tax money. It's just unemployment benefits. It's just so you can keep staying at home. It's just one injection. It's just two injections. It's just a few bad reactions. It's just a few side effects. It's just a booster. It's just updated guidance. It's just until we get the new variant under control. It's just a little card. It's just another mandate. It's just another lockdown. It's just a face scan. It's just a curfew. It's just a safety measure. It's just a microchip. It's just so everyone can prove they've gotten it. It's just door-to-door enforcement. It's just separating those who chose not to get it. It's just removing them from society altogether. It's just a fact check. It's just to fight fake news. It's just silencing those conservatives.
Hi,
it's just deplatforming the president. It's just deplatforming his supporters. It's just silencing those who question the narrative. It's just giving up a few of your freedoms. It's just so you can have a bank account. It's just so you can have a job. It's just so you can enter the store. It's just so you can provide for your family. It's just so we don't take your kids away from you. It's just so we can contact trace. It's just so we can track your movements. It's just so you can exist. It's just so we can get back to normal. It's just so we can get back to normal. It's just so we can get back to normal. Just stop. The word just has become the most dangerous word in history because they just wanted to see what you would tolerate. But the word just can also end this nightmare. Because if you just open your eyes, if you just realize where this is going, if you just refuse to comply, if you just refuse to conform, if you just refuse to submit, if you just stand up for your rights, if you just organize and push back, if you just stop patronizing those who despise you, if you just demand to be free, if you just realize your own power, if you just realize we have strength in numbers, if you just realize that we are the majority, their power will just disappear.
Yeah, I like that. Not bad, not bad. So that's the second video today. He's on TikTok, apparently. What else I got? So I, like I said, I haven't done much research today. So we'll let's play one more. We'll promote John LeBon. John LeBon, johnlebon.com. He was on the call this morning, and then he had to excuse himself to do this video.
You're about to hear Victoria's COVID-19 response commander tell you something that possibly you already knew. Take a listen to this.
There is more vaccine available, whether it's Moderna, Pfizer, or AstraZeneca. You know, choose your poison.
Moderna, AstraZeneca, Pfizer, choose your poison. Let's just hear that one more time. This is Victoria's, what do they call him? Response commander. COVID-19 response commander. Listen to this one more time.
There is more vaccine available, whether it's Moderna, Pfizer, or AstraZeneca. You know, choose your poison.
Choose your poison. Now, of course, the lemmings, God bless them, God love them out there, will say, oh, that's just a manner of expression. He doesn't really mean that these vaccines are poison. No, of course he doesn't mean that. They totally don't put the truth in plain sight for the lemming masses to ignore because that's what they do. Now, I've got some good news for you, dear listeners out there all around the world. I recently had a chat with Ab the Fakeologist, and one of his favorite topics is my coronas and my jibby jab quack scenes. We talked about that. What we also talked about were some of these kinds of people. You know, there's a theory out there that some of the people on our TV screens are not what they're presented to be. I don't want to say too much about that. I'd rather just go and listen to what we discussed, because if I talk about it too much on YouTube, who knows what they might do. The old strike, strike, ban, ban. You know how it rolls. Okay, so check it out. This is available right now. You don't need to be a member of johnlebon.com. There's a link in the info box below. Go and take a listen to this episode and make up your own mind. Media fakery and EGI. Are these people what they present us as being? I'm not so sure about that. And what do you think about old mate, the COVID response commander? Go on, guys. Go and get your AstraZeneca or your Moderna or your Pfizer. The choice is yours. Pick your poison. Shamona.
How dare you?
Yeah, I like John LeBon. Yeah, the show I did with him was pretty good. It's more dull for me because it's talking about me, so it's not interesting. I don't learn anything when I do a show with someone and talk about me, so I'm not going to listen to it, but you might want to if you haven't had enough of me. I don't really think my research is about me as a personality because there's not much there. But you can listen to if you want. Second hour you have to pay for. I don't have a copy of it. So don't. That way I'm not even tempted to release it because I don't have a copy. Okay, so I did that video, FakoTube. What else we got here? Let's see the chat. Anyone in the chat tonight? at the FacoTube chat. I'll just put a quick hello. You can put a hello back just if you're listening. I just want to make sure it works. I changed that up a couple days ago. What do we got here? You like Gabriel, like that guy? Do you like the black guy or the guy that did the symphony thing? Yeah, they're both good. They're both good. That was on Twitter. Yeah, any tips you have, just send them to me. Send them. There's a million ways to get a hold of me. Now, let's take a look at this. This is the lovely Hannah Maria. She said this is the most important video she's ever made, so let's listen.
Maria here. It's a joy to participate in AnarchoVid again. Thank you for having me. I hope you're all having a great time and feeling really empowered.
AnarchoVid. I guess that's the anarchy, anarchist, COVID, something or other. Is that in Mexico?
From all of this enlightening information that is being shared by the wonderful presenters of this event. My aim today is to offer to you knowledge to protect your work from infiltration. And the title for my speech is Stepping Out of the Chessboard. Now, all of you who have tuned in to this online gathering are already well aware of the fact that we are at war. However, many of us are not yet very well equipped to protect ourselves from the enemy. For in this war, the enemy...
She should use a teleprompter. I'm watching her eyes now. They're looking down. If I was going to do a video with my ugly face, I would definitely use a teleprompter because it is distracting when you watch the eyes.
It's infiltrating all sides. The enemy here is a force. It's a mentality. A collection of hostile beliefs and immoral worldviews. And actually, all wars are primarily psychological because they are first and foremost created through manipulation of perception. However, what is unique in this weaponized pandemic narrative, this medical tyranny, is that we are not at war against a certain group of people, a political movement, but against a belief which is out to destroy nature herself, especially human nature. We are being told that our very own biology is the terrorist, is the murderer, is the enemy. And this poisonous belief is being implanted and propagated by even our own friends and family. So in order to completely liberate ourselves from this inverted worldview, which is ushering us towards total disconnection from nature and total fear and hatred and denouncing of nature and towards an empire of machines, transhumanism, we must be able to recognize the mental ingredients which have taken us this far, which have been keeping us on the chessboard of these psychopathic dominators of our world. And the chessboard is, of course, a perfect symbol for the Hegelian dialectic, the thesis and antithesis, the black and the white, the problem and the solution. The chessboard is the field of controlled opposition, created to keep us within the parameters of the desired moves. It is fine for us to oppose, as long as we oppose in the way that keeps the game going. But we need to step out of the game altogether. So let's do this. Let's name the game. Revolution.
All right, she's got 47 minutes. I ain't playing the whole thing. A little too long, but I think I'll post this video on YouTube. It's maybe I should put it on FacoTube. See. I'm not sure who she's calling out. Someone in the comments says she might be calling out Stu Peters. I'll just post this on the Fakeologist blog. Today's show is a little scatterbrained because, like I said, I'm way behind in my research. So you're going to see me just look through some stuff tonight. The phone lines are open. If you want to call in, I'll take a call. Happy to take any call on the phone lines. 810-666-1984, 902-400-1984. And I'm just going to go looking for some material. One of the things I look at is the Twitters. You can see I use TweetDeck, highly recommended. What do we got here? I do a search for FakoTube to see if anyone uses that. Nobody seems to reference FakoTube. Yeah, Marcus is posting a video of this.
Are you Vanessa?
This Pfizer
Vanessa
thing.
Gelman, I'm a reporter with Project Veritas.
Vanessa Gelman, who works in Washington, D.C., is Senior Director of Worldwide Research. From Vanessa Gelman.
From the perspective of corporate affairs, we want to avoid having the information on the fetal...
I'm kind of suspicious about Project Veritas, for sure. And, yeah... I think the problem is, I know they're going after Pfizer a lot because it's the number one vaccine company, but I think the fact that they're not really, because we're just dealing with vaccine drama, I think it's missing the point. It keeps us off the ball. It keeps everyone misdirected. This isn't about vaccines. It's not really about all, even though vaccines I think are dangerous, it's misdirection from what's actually happening, this globalist takeover of the human race via ID 2020.
Cell lines floating out there. We believe that the risk of communicating this right now outweighs any potential benefit that we could see, particularly with general members of the public who may take this information and use it in ways we may not want it out there.
This, why did you send emails telling us?
Looks like she should be doing a lot more jogging.
You guys were using fetal cell lining, miss. What else are you hiding from the public? Miss, what else are you hiding from the public? The public needs to know. Well, there you have it. We wanted to ask her a few questions. She broke out into a sprint. We really think that the public needs to know what about the fetal cell lining emails. And we tried to get a comment.
Well, listen.
She ran. Sometimes they don't want to.
The public does know. And if the Pope says it's okay, I think most Catholics are going to go for it. The Pope has been paid. He's been paid off. So what's the problem? Fetal cells be damned. Okay, let's look at Forrest Moretti. Sure wish he'd come on the show. What's he talking about here? Maybe the Red Cross should go ahead and start making blood donations, vaccinated or unvaccinated. Both sides would be happier. Okay, he retweeted something about some basketball player. Okay, this is a thread I posted yesterday. He hasn't really tweeted too much today, I don't think. That's yesterday's stuff. Andrew Molden stuff, interesting. Andrew Molden is the Canadian who disappeared. Now, the amazing Polly. Did I save this video? Let's see. I usually put some videos on SaveChat.fakeologist.com. Nope, didn't do that. So what I'll do is I'll go to Rumble because I watched Amazing Polly. She posts some stuff on Rumble. These people are all over the place. Makes it really hard to find stuff, but this came in. So we'll go look at a Rumble, Amazing Polly. What did she do? She's got a lot of hits, eh? Okay, she posted this one on Andrew Molden and Shiv Chopra.
When were you and Margaret Hayden and Monsieur Lambert dismissed?
On July.
I am going to recommend Andrew Molden. I'm going to put his video online. I haven't finished watching it yet. I'm watching it in pieces. But here he is here. So So this is who Andrew Molden is, and then I'll show you something else.
Shiv Chopra here in Canada. Dr. Chopra for 40 years was our food and drug safety advisor in Health Canada, in Ottawa in Canada. And unfortunately, he as well, who is there for the past 40 years, has whistleblown in many things that society puts out there. And he recognizes that, unfortunately, much of the system has been subverted by corporate interests who are more intent on maximizing profits rather than concern for public safety. Quite literally, word for word, his quotes are, the mentality is, the public good be damned. And so Dr. Chopra has said things, silicone breast implants not safe, he got overruled on that. Several antibiotics, including Revlar and Vitro, were not safe. They overruled him on that. And he said, and he looked at the original data that came in for licensure, that the and it's written right here in the back of his book called Corrupt the Core, referring to our Health Canada. He said, and I'm warning about the myth of the safe and effective use of vaccinations.
Dr. Molden died by suicide at age 49 in 2013. He was still pursuing research into mini strokes, which he claimed he could prove were caused by all vaccines. So that's the official story. Does everyone believe that? Let's see here. Okay, I already gave that. Let's see some comments. Sometimes we get some good stuff in the comments. Was it really a suicide? Yeah, it's a good question. There are none as blind as those who cannot see. All right, Chopra's dead too. Yeah, Polly gets a lot of traction. Okay, so I'll paste something I found on Telegram today. Here's a message from some guy named Paul from somewhere. He said, I had a conversation some time ago for a lawyer who had known Dr. Molden on a professional level, but Dr. Molden spent time talking about vaccine damage to this lawyer. The lawyer stated that Dr. M was brilliant and spoke in biological and molecular terms, light years beyond his capacity to understand. If I remember correctly, the lawyer stated Dr. M had 8 PhDs, including medical doctor, by the time he was 40. Yeah, he took on a lot of different areas of medicine. I'm not sure he completed all of them, but it doesn't really matter because he did speak, I think, in an intelligent way. And I think he was taking different PhDs and masters because he was trying to get a complete picture. The medical industry is quite compartmentalized. So he's trying to take all different types to get a well-rounded picture of his research. So I think he was on the right track. He had a myriad of published peer-reviewed articles, which the lawyer stated had largely been scrubbed from the internet. He also added that there was an official story of his death. I didn't recall him mentioning suicide, but plainly stated that he didn't die very nicely. So I put that on my discussion forum, psychologist.com/discussion. What I should do, and what I will do. So what I'll do is I'll post, I'll put this comment for Amazing Polly. Why not? I don't mind helping out, so I'll put this for her. Okay. I guess I didn't quote it quite right. Actually, I'll delete that. I'll put it properly. Let me get the proper quote here. It was forwarded from Paul. That's better. You're watching in real time. It is okay to comment, people, so we'll put this here. Oops. Why can't I comment anymore? Maybe I've been throttled. You can't edit your comments. Okay, let's refresh. Oh, here we go. Bad system here. There, that's better. Okay, so I'll post this on... put this on Save Chat. That's where I put some of my smaller posts, so I guess we don't get good embedding. Can't embed a post. Okay. Can't embed, rather, a Rumble video. Rumble is a little too new for WordPress, I suppose. But yeah, here's some interesting things. Here's something I forwarded from the Dollar Vigilante. I want to make sure this is coming through. Let me check. What do we got here? So this is what the program is. Number one, inflation rapidly growing. Okay, Marcus and I discussed it's at about 13%. Airline workers going on strike. Yep. Check, that's about to happen. Or working to rule anyway. Three, fuel shortages by design. I got an email from my fuel provider. And did I post that? Is it anywhere? No, I didn't even post it. I mentioned it in today's extremely large audio chat. Maybe I will post that. Let's see here. Take a look at this. So I'm going to put it in Seiko 2. Where am I going to put it? I'll share the so many places to look at here. Okay, I'm going to put it from my phone onto savechat.fakeologist.com. Okay, fuel shortage. I got this from my fuel provider today, my diesel fuel provider. Okay. So we're going to go now over to SaveChat. So we'll refresh this page. Here it is. Where is it? Come on now. Look at this. Okay, so we have a couple major providers. I think Esso and Petro-Canada are one. There's only two retail wholesalers of gasoline in Canada. There's Esso Petro-Canada. I think they work together. And then there is also Shell. Look at this message. We have been advised by Esso and Petro-Canada that due to a disruption in the supply chain, most locations in the network will run out of gas and diesel by tomorrow. Hello? We are strongly advising you to have your trucks fill up as soon as possible today. Unfortunately, the situation is out of our control. That's pretty good. That's not pretty good, actually, because you start stopping the trucks, the whole economy stops. That ain't good. So that was interesting. And I had to break this breaking news into our epic Discord broadcast today. So that was crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy. Hello to everyone in the FakeoTube chat, Johnny's List, Chet, Diane. Welcome, welcome. Diane. Do I know Diane? Don't forget you can call in 810-666-1984, 902-400-1984. Got about half an hour left. Let's go to the Fakeologist blog. I've burned through all the videos. By the way, we'll go back to Fakeologist now. This is the main page. Needs work, I know. This is supposed to be a video, but it's not working. Actually, let's watch that video. I'll show you what it's supposed to be. The Matrix clip. Oh, here's the clip. This is what it's supposed to be. So I haven't got this going yet. Everyone remember this scene?
You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. All I'm offering is the truth, nothing more.
Light, thunder and lightning. All right. Yeah. So that was supposed to be the video that is placed here, but my web mistress couldn't get that going, so I'll have to look into that. Yeah, so this is the title page. I don't like these links. They're not colorful. They're not good contrast. But I just put the main links, blog, forum, FakoTube, Discord, audio chat. And so, yeah, we click here to go to the blog. Should be easy for people to understand, I think. So there's the show schedule. Today's the last day of the week. Don't forget, don't do a show tomorrow. And Saturday we have the FART, which is the Australians at 0400 hours in the morning. And that's simulcast here, fake11.com/radio2. So there's Hannah. Now here's something I need you guys to help me with, because this is some atrocity propaganda again. And atrocity propaganda is when they put out horror stories. But these horror stories are about sudden death. So they're just, I've seen quite a few sudden death stories around the world. This one is close to home because it's in here in Canada. And I don't know what the point sometimes is of these stories, but basically we have three people here. This story, one of them, it's spelled wrong. So it makes me wonder who put this list together. It's not Quelf. But if it was a real, if this was a local thing, if this was propagated in Canada, they would have fixed this spelling mistake, because that should be a G as in George. But we've got stories about young women, it's split down the middle. Young university students just dropping dead. Sudden death. And sudden death, I don't know why you would even call it sudden death, because we don't just die of nothing. Presumably, if you died of sudden death, there would be an autopsy. But there is no explanation. These stories are very general. And they're of university students. So they get the normal response that, oh, the university should be liable because they mandated the quaxine. Doesn't really say they got the quaxine, but when you put blood clot, we all know what we're talking about here, because that's one of the number one things we're talking about with these quaxines. So I clicked on most of these links. And I'm not looking into any of these people. I'm just not going to snoop into any of their social media, because I just don't have the time. But one of the articles had a link to one of the girls. So you click it. They obviously put the link for a reason. So you click the link. And when I look at this link, of course, it's interesting to me because young women with bikinis, which, okay, I get it. You might want to show off your body. But on the other hand, I ask you, does this look like an organic webpage? Because one thing we should realize is when they're creating these stories, if they're fake stories, they create personalities. They have people in this PSYOP, and don't forget, this is a PSYOP. We're talking trillions of dollars, so the money is unlimited. So they are using all kinds of resources to build up phony people. And I'm not going to verify if this is a real person, but my spidey senses tingle when I start looking at a profile, and then you click on some of the pictures, for instance, and then you read some of the comments. Because if this isn't a real person, then these people aren't going to be real commenters. And if you see some very short, terse comments, then it makes you wonder if these are real people. And yes, they will. There are sock puppet armies out there. There's software that does this. So you can create a fake persona, and all these commenters can be fake, and they will build up personalities behind these commenters. They will build up whole armies of people that are fake. And it's not that hard to do. If you were a contractor in the defense, if you were a defense contractor, you could probably spend a week and build up a huge spider web of contacts and phony people. Now, Xylophilex, he thinks these are real people that just get reassigned or get put on vacation. I don't see that. That doesn't make any sense to me. I think it's way easier to create phony personas. So on the surface, it looks like a real person. But if you drill down, now, if she went to Queen's University, you'd think there might be, and this is where my daughter went, you'd think there'd be a picture of Queens. I know what Queens looks like. It's down the road. But all we get is lots of bikini shots and lots of tongue sticking out, which I don't like. That's I know it's common. And we see lots of one-eyed symbolism. We see many one-eye symbolisms. And it's just... all these pictures are quite generic. They seem very... very template. Let's put it that way. Not a lot of variation. And I'm not going to be an Instagram truth sleuth. But I'll bet you will see a pattern. Because the people... if you're going to make a fake web profile, you're going to take lots of shortcuts. And especially in the comments. And you can see these are not... these are not really comments that look like real people. They're very, very slow. See, for this person doesn't have zero posts. Now, this person has zero posts, 500 followers, and 566 following. Why would you have any followers if you have no posts? Makes no sense. And I'm just going quickly over some of these people. And lots of private accounts, which, of course, is what I would do. 52 posts. Just very bizarre. These could all be phony people. Interesting. Well, that is basically what I was looking at. So then you go back to the, okay, why would they do this? Why are they promoting the vaccine, or are they discouraging the vaccine? Are they promoting the dialectic? Am I... now, for people that are pro-vax or believe in a deadly virus, does this confirm to people that believe in a deadly virus that these people are dying suddenly from the deadly virus? And conversely, for those of us who believe that the quaxine is what hurts and maims and injures, do we look at the same story saying, oh, that's proof that the quaxine is killing people? See, sometimes you forget when you have confirmation bias on both sides that you read a story completely opposite to the other side. But it still sets up a dialectic. So for the people that are pro-virus theory, pro-vaccine, they might look at this story saying, oh, okay, well, COVID's deadly. We need something. We need to take the vaccine. Or on the other side, the people in the middle might say, okay, well, COVID's deadly. We need the vaccine, but the vaccine is also deadly. It's not working well. So we need to figure out something else, because COVID is still deadly. The vaccine is deadly. So we need to develop some other drug. We need to keep researching. And of course, that's music to the PSYOP creators' ears. They want this to go on forever. They would love it if the efficacy goes down or the virus, You can see how they want this cat and mouse game to continue between the virus and the vaccine. So the virus mutates, therefore we need a new vaccine. Vaccine suddenly becomes ineffective. We need a new vaccine. Virus mutates again, need a new vaccine. This can go on forever. Incredible how this can go on forever. But what I'm saying is you can look at these things through two different ways. Two different ways. It's quite fascinating. And sometimes I forget that you can look at it two different ways because I am biased towards being anti-vaccine. I think it's at the most does nothing. At the least, it hurts or kills you. So I'm aware of my biases. I'm aware of my prejudice, but I still think I'm right. But I have to try and look at some of these stories because I really have a hard time figuring out why we would publish death stories that are so vague. They don't give us any information. This guy looks British. You know, these psyops are done out of London, England. They're done out of America. I've always said that Canada is the very small backwater for psyops. We don't have enough people, I don't think, or defense con. This guy looks British. And this isn't even written very well. Downey was a first-year student at Queen's University in Kingston who put out a statement today. Poorly written. The Queen's community is remembering blah, blah, blah. And he died 2 weeks ago after a medical emergency. Now, I guess we could find out if these are real people. And this would speak more to Xyloflex saying, okay, they're real people and they're just reassigning or using their child to maybe he's going into the deep state or working for intelligence agencies. Maybe he had no intention of, so maybe he's a real person. Rest in peace, Jacob. Again, improper spelling. Downey is the second Ontario University student to pass away suddenly recently. This is really bad English. Now, I know that the newspapers don't pay anything to reporters. This may not even be written by a native English-speaking person. Officials say that's more proof that it's phony because if a real person was talking, if they got real information, we should be able to quote a name. Just look at, it's just so poorly written. Perron, 25, was a mechanical engineering student at the University of Ottawa, and a defensive lineman. Okay. Was he a defensive lineman at the university? They're just jamming information together in such a way that I think they know nobody's reading it. People just see the headline, that's it. So I think this is atrocity propaganda, and it can work for both sides. That's my point. So that was the only real story I looked in today because that has some relevance to me because that's the university we were at and doesn't make it any more important to me. It's just anytime things happen so-called close to home, it makes you think. It makes you more interested as opposed to something happening on the other side of the world. I'm not looking into any university students dying suddenly, say, in Auckland. It's too far away. I know it's probably happening in the same way. The script is worldwide, and because this is a worldwide franchise, they're probably copying verbatim the script. I guarantee I could go to New Zealand. Why don't we try? Okay, let's just play research for a bit. So let's go to Auckland, New Zealand, University, sudden death. Okay. We could do that. All right. I guess we should check the timeline. So let's go this past month. Okay. Well, here's one. I'll just go to the first one. This is from News Talk ZB. Students' dorm room death. Coroner's final report into tragedy of teen who wasn't found for weeks. Okay. Very fuzzy photo. They blur the image just when they're superimposing. So there could be layering there. Okay, he was 19. Now, this was from 2019, so I'm going to skip this one. Maybe we should look under news. I'm using Brave. No, this is DuckDuckGo. Okay. Not too much. Okay, maybe this isn't... maybe we could just pick one. Why don't we go with Australia? Okay. Not too much. I'm not sure this is a really good search engine. Might have to go to the Google. Sometimes DuckDuckGo is not... I know it uses the Google search engine. University. Let's go England. And now we got to switch to... Oh, let's switch to past month. Okay, here's one. A truly gentle soul in Birmingham. An aspiring optometrist, A.A. Adam Ali, 17, died suddenly. GoFundMe for him. A bright child. He was amazing, respectful. He prayed 5 times a day. He touched so many people's hearts. Oh, we get the out-of-focus picture. Don't forget, this is 2021. I don't know about you, but watching the live feeds, the live videos, the imagery from cameras today, you can see deep into the skin of most people now. So we're getting a picture out of focus like this. He touched so many people's hearts. He left a hole in everybody's lives. Blah, blah, blah. He had lower back pain. Oh, they put him on a ventilator. Wonderful. He died at Queen Elizabeth Hospital. I guess every Commonwealth country has a Queen Elizabeth something or other. Died on September 19th. Inconclusive autopsy. Okay. So this could be a template. The sudden death of students. What else we got? Okay. Queen. Okay. So that gives us a... did I do these searches? Queens? I don't remember doing these searches. Related searches. Where did these come from? Interesting, Google. I don't usually go to the Google search page. Okay. So we'll clear that off. All right, let's go to see if anyone wants to... Anyone's chiming in on the chat here. Got lots of... I got 12 people in the chat tonight. Very good. Let's go here. Let's see. Skate and Destroy, welcome. Yeah, gas shortage would suck. Dirty Benny, hello. The paint shortage right now. Well, the whole point is there's supply chain shortages everywhere, for sure. It's part of the plan. Dirty Benny likes the landing page. Yeah, I'm going to keep working on. We're going to keep working on it, Dirty Benny. Yeah, I'm calling out fakery tonight. Yeah, this person does not exist.com. Yeah, that's, I've gone there before. It's off the chart. You can't tell. You cannot tell. John from Australia is chiming in. Hello, John. You're having a tough time down there. Good on you, John. John, don't forget Saturday night, Sydney time at 6 p.m. Sydney time. Make sure you join in to the Discord at fake11.com/Discord. And we have a million Australians on that channel. You'll enjoy it. You'll love the accents and it's a good time. So make sure you come out. Come out, John. Definitely come out and enjoy. We have so many Australians. It's crazy. You guys are really getting screwed. I wish there were more Canadians, but what can you do? Okay, what else we got here? What else should I look at? I usually check in with Chris Sky. Let's see, what's Chris Sky have to say? I think you guys can hear this.
Prince George, BC, this is Chris Sky. So I hear you guys want me to come out there. So it looks like November 4th, 6 p.m., I'm going to be in your town.
Okay.
I hope to see you there because honestly, we need all the help we can get.
Here's another video from Chris.
So I'm Constable Weston from Maroubra Police Station. As I said before to you, sunbathing is not an essential reason.
Oh, right, the sunbathing video.
I'm requesting your identity because I suspect you're committing an offence. You must provide that identity to me, okay?
Okay.
And we'll investigate further.
For me, sunbathing is not essential.
Ooh, it's an Irish guy in Australia. Yeah, you Australians, you're really getting the crap kicked out of you.
Okay. And your stance as well is the exact same as this gentleman?
Yeah, I agree. You may be potentially breaching the public health order at this point in time.
Okay, do we believe that the public health order is superseding common law? Is it
okay, we're not arguing points of law with you. We're acting on the public health order. You need to be outside for an essential reason. You are in a hotspot zone for the COVID virus. Unfortunately, we must enforce, you've got to be outside for an essential reason. Laying on the beach, just having a sunbathe, it's not an essential reason to be outside.
I know.
Now, we're going to look further into whether you
actually, I think it is because you need vitamin D. Yeah, so there you go. There's, it's crazy. It's crazy that your police are cooperating. Now, that's a younger cop. I can see how the younger cops are going along with it. They're just trying to make a living. Where the older cops probably say, no, we understand this is not constitutional. We shouldn't be doing this. But it's, yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy stuff going on in Australia. I hope it doesn't come this way into Canada. All right, we've been here for about an hour. I think I'm going to take off. There's my telegram. And I post different things on Telegram as well. Some things I just forwarded from other places on Telegram to the Fakeologist Telegram. There's also discussions on there, too. We have different people in different applications. So I'm spread pretty thin. I know I could go even further. By the way, this is a phony news release about Governor Hochul of New York State saying that you need to be vaccinated to get a license effective next year. In 2 months. The problem with this is it's believable, but it's apparently not true at this time. But it could be next week. Honestly, it's that close. So don't Don't be too dismissive. All right, there. So there's the blog. So I think that's all I posted. This is another epic audio chat, FAC 967. I'm going to bring you in to, I'll show you how to play, since I'm here. Remember I told you can listen in at fake11.com/stream2. So let's go there. Now, if you go there, you'll get this screen. And just press the play button. And you'll get this noise.
You're listening to the Fakeologist audio chat live stream. If you hear silence, there's no one chatting. Otherwise, get ready for a live chat.
Yeah, take it. Just stop it, Val. Val.
Okay,
it's over. Relax.
Dude,
you're drinking. You're getting it. You're beating yourself. You're beating yourself up, man. Relax, please. Just give it a break.
That sounded cool.
Yeah.
That was you singing. That sounded cool.
I fucking hate myself for anything I've fucking done.
Oh, dude, relax.
The classic Brit, right? Self-loathing. It's okay.
Yeah,
you're not horrible.
No,
it's fine.
Right.
It's because you have
right.
no sunshine.
No.
That song has esoteric value, Tom.
All right. So that is a bunch of fakeologist-like people just having a good chat. That was Tom D. He's been here a long time. So that's the kind of thing you'll get. If you don't like that, then just stick to the Fakeologist main show. And but that's how you can tune in. If you want to join in, just go to fake11.com/discord, and I'll show you that screen before you go. You can just go to this screen. You'll get this screen. This is the Discord. Okay. As you can see here, over on the left here, you can see all the different people participating. Isn't that interesting? And then we have live stream show notes where people post different items that may be related to the chat. And sometimes I'll paste them into the show notes. But eventually you will get a recording of the show, and you'll be able to download that and listen to it as well. So we provide as much content as possible. Some of it's interesting, some of it's not so interesting, but we do provide a lot of content. Absolutely. All right, I think that's it for the night. I'll post my post my donate screen. If you like this broadcast, I don't know if you're a listener unless you send me an email. I'm at fakeologist.com. You can hit me up at fakeologist.com/contact. fakeologist.com/donate if you want to chip in. And I will continue to do research. Hopefully the audio chat won't be going tomorrow. Sometimes Benoit will do an audio chat on Friday. He hasn't done one lately, though. He's kind of quiet lately. I guess he's preoccupied. Otherwise, Saturday morning we'll be back. And then Sunday night, we should be back here. But if you want to contribute, we have three ways: time, talent, or treasure. All three of which are greatly appreciated. All right. Well, we'll be back, like I said, Saturday morning with the Australians, and we will be back alone Sunday discussing whatever we find out. Everyone, try and stay sane in these crazy times. And don't forget fakeotube.com. Have a good night.